Welcome back everyone for this last episode around envisioning sustainable futures as a competence framework. Once again, with Ulrike Pisciotti, we are here with Ulrike Pisciotti. In this episode, we will address specifically exploratory thinking as the remaining competence to still to be addressed. Can you tell us more about this competence, Ulrike?
Yeah, I'm probably going to repeat myself a little bit because, again, I want to stress this aspect of the plural of futures. So this really means we are speaking about different alternative scenarios or different preferred scenarios even. And that really requires input also from different sources, because what might be sustainable from one person's view is maybe perhaps not sustainable in the view of another person. And also, obviously, I'm not just speaking about personal views here, but disciplines and areas. So I don't know, scientific solutions like I think it's called geoshielding, where you block the sun's radiation, are like the panacea for some people, whereas other people are really afraid of that and the implications this might have for health and for nature in general. But this just highlights how complex sustainability is and how complex it is to arrive at this kind of preferred future, and that we have these very we have the aspects of the environment, of the economy, of the society, and we have to think about them all and all together also. So we need different disciplines, we need different subjects that are all involved, and they should all contribute, and learners should be able to explore those or the problems that they are faced with from those different angles and using or through these different disciplines and subjects, because yes, solutions are likely not to come from just one discipline and one subject, but really from combining them. And again, I'm repeating myself here, we have to ask ourselves, do we have right now and here, do we have the space and the time at our schools to support such kind of exploratory thinking and learning, and which is transdisciplinary or cross-curricular, whatever you want to call it? And I guess the answer in most cases is probably a big no. It's still very much, you know, subject focused and siloed when you know, we look at school education. And so then we have to ask ourselves, what are the kind of schools, what are the kind of curricula that we need, what kind of learning can support this? And this is really then when we come to transformative learning or a transformation of learning. And again, this is really, really a big word, but I think this is what we need, and it cannot be it cannot go below that. What is also an important part of exploratory thinking is this part of to experiment with something and to not to be afraid to fail when faced with sustainability challenges. And again, we should ask ourselves, how can we instill such a mindset in our schools and even in our societies? Because I think I'm not sure how patient and how forgiving we are with failure. So this you try, you fail, at least here in Europe, I think it's not so common. I mean, you fail is usually a pretty bad thing. So this kind of exploratory thinking, this embraces thinking both inside the norms, but also outside of norms in relation to sustainability. And yeah, again, how can schools support this kind of thinking inside of norms? I think we don't have a problem, but outside of norms as well.
Thank you, Ulrike. I already see a few follow-up questions.
Okay, so the first question I actually see is, where can teachers find learning scenarios or lessons with examples for implementing green comp?
It's for me that question.
Yes.
Because I think you are just as well placed to answer this. I mean, green comp is not that old, so it's now a little over 1.5 years. So all of this is being developed. It's been taken up by many, many different stakeholders, and such things are being developed. I'm sure also some exist, and you might find them on the GreenCom community of practice. I also know of several projects, Horizon Europe projects or Erasmus projects, that do precisely that. So they take the GreenCom framework and they develop material for lessons or for teacher training. So this is happening, and I think we will see results very, very soon. For the ones that I know quite well, Erasmus teacher academies, they started last year in the summer in 2022, and they run for 3 years, 2025. Maybe it's maybe you want it right now, so there we have a bit of a problem, unless there is already something, but things are really being developed. And I think this material will also become available basically on a constant basis. And I think it's and I saw that Tremeur and Frederic, they put a lot of links here in the chat. And I think it's really important to watch that space of the community, because this is where you will see them.
Yes, exactly. As Ulrich mentioned, in the GreenCon community, you can find many resources, including a map with projects that community members have carried out, building on, of course, the GreenCom framework. And there are also other resources that you can find in the learning experience. And I would like now to thank you all for listening to this episode and to remind you that for further information, please check out the digital version of the GreenCom framework and the GreenCom community. Thank you again, and bye-bye.